What a great bunch of guys we have here this morning. I want to encourage you also to come out again each month when we have this fellowship together. We learn from each other and we encourage each other. And by the way, that's kind of the title of my subject this morning is encouraging one another. Take it from 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you have been doing. Encouraging words like make a difference. What does it mean to comfort somebody? You go to them and you say, well, I'm here for you. I want to help you. What can I do for you? You strengthen them. You provide them hope. And when we edify someone, we build them up. We lift them up. Let's suppose you're in a race. You're nearing the end of the race. You're just really getting tired. Your legs are aching. Your throat is burning. Your whole body is crying out to stop. This is when a friend is most valuable, here to encourage you, to help you push you through to the finish line. I can give you a basic example of what happened to me with this. I was drafted in the service, unwillingly, but I went. Was stationed in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Every morning before we had breakfast, we went out and ran. Somebody said it was like 5 miles. I'm not sure how long it was, but it was a long, long way. Now, I remember one morning, we're in the group, and you know when you bring your leg forward, you have to pull your toe up so it doesn't scrape the ground coming up? Well, that little tendon, I guess, in front of my shins was just so tired. Oh, my goodness, I was going to fall down. I knew I wasn't going to be able to make it. I slowed up. The guy beside me whacked me one on the butt. He says, come on, Fisher, you can do it. Well, that really wasn't encouraged to me. All at once, my adrenaline, I guess, kicked in, and I was moving very, very well. Just a little thing like that encouraged somebody. But what is your words really mean something. In the same way, Christians need to encourage one another. A word of encouragement often is the right moment that makes a difference between finishing well and collapsing along the way. When you meet somebody at church, you don't know them very well, you have no idea what for baggage they're bringing in. They may have really a rough home life, you don't know that. So anything that you say that would discourage them would really be detrimental to their life. So it's good to always have encouraging words to everybody as they come in. Even though you don't know them, you can find something to say, that's something that will encourage them. Look around and be sensitive to others that need encouragement, and offer your support. Have you ever known somebody who believed in you? Someone who frequently spoke words of encouragement and praise to you. The kind of person made you feel like you could do whatever it was that was asked of you. A person that really wanted to be with you. Paul gave a good guidelines when he wrote that everything we say should build to someone up who is listening to us. And that's a good idea. No matter what we're talking about, we want to be encouraging. We want to be use good words. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words that build up and provide as needed, so that you can say the good, so that you will say good things to the ones that are hearing it. That's in the Ephesians 4:29. In Matthew 12:36, Jesus says, but I say to you, every idle word you speak, they will give account for in the day of judgment. Now, what is an idle word? That's a useless word. It could be a discouraging word. It's an empty word. It's worthless. So make sure that when you're speaking, you use good words. The next few Bible verses remind us to clean up our language so we can be a good Christian encourager. Jesus reminds us what we say reveals what's in our heart. So what comes out of our mouth tells us what's in our heart. Ephesians 5:4. Nor is it fitting for you to use language which is obscene, profound, vulgar, Rather, you should give thanks to God. Thank God each morning. There's all kinds of things that we need to thank God each morning when we wake up, our prayer. Thank God for watching over us throughout the night. Help us to do things that are right during the day. Help us to be encouraging. Help us, Lord, just there's a whole list of things that you could go through and just thank the Lord for what he has done for you, brought you through the night and into the new day. In Colossians 3:8, but now you yourselves are put off by all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. And then in Romans 14:19, so then let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. What does it mean by harmony in the church? Getting along with everybody. And so many times you hear there's arguments in the church and it splits the church up because they don't have any harmony there. They need peace. It only takes one person to disagree with everybody, and pretty soon why the thing goes out the door instead of a lot of people. Let's talk a little bit about team sports, such as basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is. What does it mean by home court advantage? Well, you'll see that there's thousands of people cheering for the home team. And that really influences them. That gives them good encouragement. The book of Proverbs sums up the impact encouraging words that we have. If we look at Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your words have an impact. We encourage you to be an encourager. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, in Thessalonians 3:2, we send Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in faith. Encourage you in faith. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 and 18. After that, who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And so will we be with the Lord forever. Now there's encouraging words. We need to use those words to encourage each other. What we have, a great thing we have to look forward to. We're going to meet Christ in the air. If you're a Christian, and I trust that everybody has given their heart to the Lord. Hebrews 10:25. Let us not neglect meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now in the days of his return is drawing near. We need to always encourage each other, no matter what the circumstances are. You can always find something good to say to somebody about them. Follow God's example. In Psalms 10:17, you, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry. He encourages them, he comforts them. In Romans 15:4, such things were written in the scripture long ago to teach us. And the scripture gives us hope and encouragement as we patiently wait for God's promise to be fulfilled. We can read the Bible and look back in the Bible and see things that God had done in the past. We know he will have things for us to do, and we can look forward to those. In Romans 15:5, may God who gives us patience and encouragement help you live in a complete harmony with each other as is fitting for fellow Christians. Act like a believer. Act like a child of God. Try to live in harmony with others. Think positively. Look for things to encourage. Do you bring sunshine to the room? I walked into our little dollar store here this a couple weeks ago, and it had been sunshining, but now it has turned real dark outside, like it was going to rain. And I walked in and said, "What happened to the sunshine?" She said, "Well, you're not going to find it in here." So later on, she was a cashier. Later on, I saw her up one of the aisles. She was stocking shelves. I said, you look like you could have some sunshine. And she smiled and said, yeah, I guess so. I said, see there, that smile, that's the sunshine I was looking for. But you do have it in here. Ask God to help you develop a positive thought life. Immerse yourself in the Word and pray. Over time, you will discover that you can control the way you think, choosing to focus on the right thoughts and disregard the others. Philippians 4:8. You probably all know this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Each morning, ask God to help you. Yes, ask God to help you. Don't be the dark cloud in your room. Be the sunshine. Look for the focus of positive. Pray for the attitude throughout the day and choose to meditate on these positive things and be the sunshine in your world. Thank you very, very much. And I sat down here, I made it through this.
All right, thank you, Tom.